brought to you by the WZIP Sports Team.
This is Sports Power Talk Overtime.
Featuring in-depth interviews.
Someone brings a video up and was like, hey, look at this. And we all kind of watch it. And to be honest with you, we all just kind of like chuckled and just thought nothing of it.
Exclusive original content.
They do need Austin.
Every brand needs Austin. That's why SmackDown won. That's why SmackDown won. Oh, is because yeah. They got Austin Theory.
And of course, the hottest takes.
Kings Celtics.
Okay.
If we see Kings Sixers, I'll sell my dog.
Man, you heard it here first. Mitch Bates is going to sell his dog.
So get ready because it's time for SPT Overtime.
Welcome back, SPT Overtime listeners, to another episode of Unzipped. Once again, I am your host, Liam Riggenbaugh, and I am joined by
Drew Bailey,
Mitch Bates,
and a special guest,
Matt Permuka.
That is local draft expert Matt Permuka.
Yeah, you guys stole this segment kind of from under me. I texted the group chat, hey, who wants to do some mock draft stuff coming up? And, you know, all three of you are like, oh, we actually had something planned next week. So, yeah. But, yeah, thanks for including me. I appreciate that.
We're all about inclusion on this podcast. This is the number one women's sports podcast.
It is.
In America. That's been
number one UFC podcast.
Number one cross-country podcast.
Factual.
We talk ball on here.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Real ball hours.
Real ball.
Real ball hours.
So, yes, we are going to be doing an entire mock of the first round of the NFL draft. That draft starting on April 25th in Detroit with the Chicago Bears holding the first pick, as well as the ninth pick. Lots of quarterback talent in this draft. And as far as the rules for tonight's draft, we're going to allow trades. Again, first round only. And we're all going to be the GM of a team. We each have two divisions to take care of. Everybody want to go through the divisions they have? Matt?
Yeah, sure. I have the AFC North and the AFC East.
Yeah, I have the NFC West and the NFC South.
And I have the NFC North and the NFC East.
And I have the AFC West and the AFC South. So, like I said, trades encouraged. We're not doing any clock whatsoever. This is going to take us as long as it takes us. As Drew said, our clock is based on vibes, but it's not going to be that long.
It's the only clock that matters.
Yeah, the only clock that matters.
The internal clock.
So, any other preview we got? Or do we just want to get right into it?
Let's get right into it. Let's go.
All right. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. With the number one pick, the Chicago Bears are on the clock.
Okay.
I don't actually have the sound.
You're
going
to do your full Goodell speech, and then we could, like, boo you or whatever.
Boo!
The NFL draft is now officially open.
Oh, and the Bears have already submitted their pick.
Ran up to the podium.
So I am the Chicago Bears GM. I'm not going to do anything to mess with the draft. I think we all know who the pick is here. We're going to be taking USC's Caleb Williams. He's the guy. He's long since been the top prospect in this draft. Obviously, there's been speculation in Chicago what they'll do with the quarterback position. They traded Justin Fields. Obviously, they're taking a quarterback, and it's just got to be Caleb Williams.
Despite
here.
Everything he's done to tank his own draft stock, he will go
like what?
Like cry after games,
yeah,
paint his
who
nails,
cares?
And
he's a
play
bear.
Terrible against Notre Dame.
All right, are we on to pick number two?
Yeah, with that, we can move to pick number two.
All right.
The Washington Commanders.
Before we get into this pick, I'm the New England Patriots, Drew. I am Bill Belichick. Well, no, not Bill Belichick. I am Gerard Mayo, Nick Costello, and Robert Kraft. I'm going to offer you a pick swap. You get pick number three. You get my first next year, and we pick swap in the third round. In exchange, I move up one spot, and I'll even throw in all the leftover avocado ice cream from Tom Brady. Your thoughts, sir?
You drive a hard bargain.
That's a sell right there.
I'm thinking about it as the Commanders general manager. I'm thinking. Going to talk with my brain trust. And actually, we're going to accept the deal. So the Patriots have traded up to the number two overall selection.
Wow. Big moves here.
Wait,
on night one
of the
draft.
Can you recap that trade? So the Patriots get the number two pick?
Yeah, I am sending you the number two pick, the number 68 pick, and then I said a second next year, correct? A second next year, so 2025 is round two. In exchange, I get pick number two and pick 78. I'm getting pick 78 from you.
Ladies and gentlemen, it appears as though the Patriots have found their guy.
And I am giving you all of Tom Brady's ice cream left over.
Yeah, I'm taking that deal.
All right, well, here we go. Does the PFF mock draft simulator allow it? Not on my end, but we'll know what we mean.
Yeah.
All right. With the second pick, the New England Patriots are taking quarterback Drake May
out
of UNC, and that throws Washington back up on the clock.
And the Washington green room actually going nuts after that selection because we're still getting the guy we wanted. Cliff Kingsbury. You know what? I'll just say the pick, even though I think we know who it is. It's Jaden Daniels, the Heisman winner from LSU. Cliff Kingsbury, new offensive coordinator in Washington. I think he's going to like this new quarterback he's got in Jaden Daniels.
I thought about trying to make an attempt from the Raiders spot at 13, but I really think the Patriots and Commanders are both dead set.
Well, you didn't do it.
Both dead set on finding their guy of the future. So, with the fourth pick, the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, this is the second easiest pick in the entirety of the draft. Marvin Harrison Jr., you are an Arizona Cardinal.
How's that make you feel, though, as a Seahawks fan, Mitch? I know that kind of hurts you inside a little bit.
Well, I'm kind of used to, like, teams that look garbage at the beginning of the year somehow making a push for the playoffs. You can think about the Rams in the past, untalented rosters just beating up on us. We just got rid of Aaron Donald, and now we're going to add, like, this guy to burn Tariq Woolen every time he – you know, I'm not even going to get into it. But
– yeah, okay. It's okay, though. Now Liam gets to draft a player for his one of his team's rivals.
You're right, I do.
Maybe.
Oh, whoa.
Oh.
Mr. Chargers general manager.
Yeah. Are you the Vikings general manager?
I am.
Oh, this is good. Oh, I've almost.
Uh-oh.
I am, and I do not want to see Sam Darnold as my quarterback next year.
You don't?
I do not.
But he was mediocre in college.
But I don't care. But I'm going to make you a trade offer.
Let me hear it. I'm all ears.
I think this is too simple of a trade offer, so we can negotiate a little bit, but I have picks 11 and 23.
I don't know
if you'd be interested in that to kind of strike a deal for this fifth.
Chargers, other than Justin Herbert, we are pretty far off. And I think Coach Harbaugh is looking to get some of his own guys in there, establish a new gritty
mentality. Which he can do if he has an extra pick.
I think you're right, and I'll accept your trade.
So we're just doing it straight up 5 for 11 and 23.
Yep.
Okay.
We're not doing the second round, so there would potentially be more consideration
on that.
Yeah,
we could do more, but what do we think? Is that a realistic deal? Because I feel like there might be more compensation than that.
They'd probably
like a fifth rounder.
Maybe swap a fifth and a third or something like that.
Okay, so I'll give you 11, 23, and a couple pick swaps that are favorable to the Chargers later, and maybe like the third or fifth round, or both. Deal?
That sounds good to me.
Okay, so Vikings are now on the clock. They're going to get their quarterback, and they're going to take J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan.
J.J. McCarthy
That's
out of
pick.
Michigan.
So
that has something to
thank
say.
Thank you for making that trade, because as the New England Patriots GM, I was going to actually if he didn't accept that as Washington, I was going to ask for a haul from the Vikings in hopes they were going to just throw everything at me for Jaden Daniels, because I don't see the value in trading up for J.J. McCarthy whatsoever. I don't know, but hey, not my circus, not my monkeys.
I saw the Broncos were one of the teams
that
could potentially do this as well. I implore the teams in my division to go trade all your draft.
Yeah, who's Denver got? Like who is their quarterback?
Jared Stidham.
Jared Stidham by himself, wonderful.
Hey, he looked sweet last year or 2 years ago against the 49ers.
That is true.
Raiders last year.
That is true. All right, New York Giants. That's Drew. Here we go.
Getting a lot of airtime early in this draft. The Giants might like to take a quarterback here, but I think it'd be a reach at this point. So they're going to go get a receiver. They're going to get Malik Nabers out of LSU. See if they can maybe salvage Daniel Jones' career after that massive contract they gave him. Nabers, dynamic. There's a lot of good receivers in this draft. So 6 picks, 6 skill players. Giants take Nabers.
Love that.
Yeah, you're on for the Titans, right?
Pick 7. Yep.
You know,
I'm the Titans GM here. I'm looking at the board. We got a new coach.
Yeah,
and
I think.
I see 2 good tackles at the top of this board. I see 2 potential franchise cornerstones with that. I'm going to take the layup and the refined talent that is Joe Alt at number 7.
Now, one thing you got to ask yourself, though, he might be able to protect the quarterback's blind side, but could he protect Will Levis from walking under the chair Morgan Wallen threw at him from that rooftop bar in Nashville?
Ooh.
See, the Morgan Wallen jokes were low-hanging fruit,
man. He's
got
to be willing to be now attached to Will Levis on and off the field.
Yes, exactly.
He's going to have to be like a bodyguard.
With Morgan Wallen on the loose in Nashville, yes, he has to.
He went to Notre Dame. I trust him to make smart decisions. See, you look at Olufoshanu. He went to Penn State, not a school I associate with as much smarts. I mean, let's be real.
Penn State, not a school I associate with. You know what? Yeah. Smarts.
I associate several other things with Penn State.
Oh, wow. I know where that was going. Oh,
but with that, we're going to move on to pick number 8 with the Atlanta Falcons.
Yep, that's me. And I feel like the Falcons really go into this draft needing a pass rusher very bad. Pretty easy pick. Going to go Dallas Turner from Alabama.
Ooh, okay. Maybe a little early there, but I like it.
Yeah, I just feel like they need it that bad. Like, I feel like they have a really good offense, and their defense is certainly where they lack, not as much in the secondary. If you're going to load up, you want to get the guarantee, so going to get your guaranteed guy.
Right.
Thought about Jared Verse, but I feel like he's just a better overall player.
Bears back on the clock.
Bears back on the clock. This is their pick, not the one they acquired from the Panthers. So they took Caleb Williams first overall. I think they just got to get him some help. Not that they don't already have a good cast there, but they're going to take Rome Odunze from Washington.
Odunze from Washington.
And get Caleb Williams, a rookie receiver.
Love that, love that. Number 10 with the New York Jets. Fireman head.
Back up to me. Here we go. The Jets need a lot of things. They got to stop drafting Aaron. Well, stop signing Aaron Rodgers' best friends in free agency. There's a lot of things they need. Tackle and wide receiver is a big one outside of Garrett Wilson. Look, there is some polished tackles in this draft, but I mean, like, Brock Bowers seems like someone Aaron Rodgers would just absolutely love to play with.
Love to watch.
So I'm going with the first upset. Aaron Rodgers did his own draft research on this video, and he is hammering for Brock Bowers, the tight end out of UGA. Brock Bowers is going to gangrene.
What a pick from Rodgers.
Oh wait, Minnesota backup. Okay, Drew.
This pick was traded to the Chargers as part of that JJ McCarthy.
Also, I tried to do it swap on the draft simulator that I'm doing right now. It just like. I got, like, a 2 pop-up ads, so I was like, I'm just not going to do trades.
The computer didn't like that trade. Yeah.
So. It's horrible.
So, with the Chargers being on the clock here, like I said, the Chargers, you're pretty set here. You're set at quarterback, obviously. You're set at left tackle with Rashawn Slater. But I'm going to go here with a guy that I would really like to see my team pick later in the draft if he gets there. But I'm going to go with Tyleese Fuaga here out of Oregon State. He's a natural right tackle, so you don't have to make him move here. Uh-oh, I just hit a button on the keyboard. Looks like it's still recording. We're good.
That's good.
But natural right tackle here, so you don't have to make him move. He's a real road grader, and he's not like watching film on Olufoshanu. He tends to really play high, and he can get thrown a lot, and I think that transition is going to be rough for him to the next level. Fuaga plays really low and is good in the run game, and I think he's a good guy the Chargers are going to want to build around here at 11.
That's good ball knowledge right there, good analysis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Real solid. This is just going to be your run right here because now you got Denver and then
we're Denver.
Then you're Raiders, yeah.
I think Denver goes quarterback here.
No way.
I'm gonna laugh when they take. Since JJ's not on the board, I think they reach for Bo Nix here because they're desperate at the quarterback position.
Hilarious.
So either they're with no trade offers coming in. I think they take Bo Nix here.
That's absurd, man. That's absurd. That's crazy.
Guy Sean Payton likes. Sean Payton stubborn, but guys,
Bo Nix is 12.
Crazy.
Yep.
That just does not. Come on.
That's what he was going earlier. You can't trust all these smoke screens that are coming out now.
Bo Nix is the smoke screen that's going on right now. They're all smoke screens, Liam. They are all smoke screens. There can be multiple smoke screens.
I'm going galaxy brain on this. The mock draft that I looked at from 4 months ago with Bo Nix going at 12 to the Broncos. Give me that one.
Fair enough.
What?
What?
It's not your team's pick, Matt.
Yeah Matt.
Okay. All right, you know what?
I mean, I think if that happens, I think there's a good chance they trade out of here, but I didn't hear any offers coming in. I had to make a pick. So you go and they get their franchise guy.
You can offer to trade down. You know that, right?
I thought you guys had to offer to trade up. Let there be anybody you want. I don't need to trade down.
The Broncos
Bo Nix.
Who needs to trade down? You have Bo Nix now. Yeah, you have
He's probably a doctor with how long he was in college, so he's smart.
you associate Auburn and Oregon with smartness?
No, he just has a doctorate because he was in college for 12 years.
Okay.
He has like two MBAs, bro.
The double MBA strat. The most useful degree known to man. All right. Well, you know what? Now it's time for your favorite team.
Yeah. After I'm going to end my run here with my Las Vegas Raiders, and I'm going to go with Terrion Arnold here to beef up our already stout defense. The one spot we were lacking at was a second outside corner here. I think it's really going to shore up our defense that after AP took over was the second best in the NFL. I think it's a layup here. You take the best corner available.
Okay.
There you go. You didn't want Bo Nix there?
No.
I really thought you were about to take Michael Penix. So.
I did too, actually. All right.
That comes later.
Yeah, okay. 14th pick, that's me, New Orleans Saints. And I basically knew nothing about the Saints before doing this research, but
they're in cap, you know what, as usual. That's all you need to know about them.
Cap bad.
They have Derek Carr. That tells you everything you need to know.
This is a pro Derek Carr podcast.
I know. I wanted Derek Carr before the Browns got Deshaun Watson that year. I was a big Derek Carr truther, man.
I got to watch his last ever throw in Pittsburgh two years ago. It was an interception.
Oh, that game when it was like -4 and like Kenny Pickett won a game throwing like one touchdown.
Yeah,
dude, I'm so sorry.
That was miserable all around.
I remember that. That was, oh wow, what a time. Was that on Christmas Eve?
Yep. Oh. Drove to Pittsburgh on Christmas Eve to freeze my cojones off.
Great fandom right there. Never one thing you can ever question about this this podcast.
We live and die with our teams. But anyway, with the 14th
anyway.
Pick.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Mitch.
Yeah, it's not like I'm picking or anything, guys. But I saw that the Saints' offensive line is a little rough. I feel like it's a very tackle-heavy draft, and I don't think they would be upset to get a big tackle that they could possibly move around. J.C. Latham from Alabama is how
my
I got
boy
this turned
Olu
out.
Just falling.
Ooh. You don't like the you think they're done with Trevor Penning from couple years ago when he's like
they whiffed on that dude.
You know, the dude that like literally would fight people
instead of the senior bowl, and
in the preseason
everybody was just like, all right buddy,
we're like where he got into like more fights than regular season starts. That guy I would hope
they're moving on from him.
It's the Saints, you never know.
It's like a Richie Incognito 2.0 there.
Whoa, at least Richie Incognito was good at football.
Yeah, Incognito had talent.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Trevor Penning had anger issues.
Looks like we're back up to me here.
Oh.
And I think that I have the Colts here at 15, and I think they just go here with the best edge rusher available. So I'm between Latu and Verse, but I'm going to go Jared Verse here.
Yep.
For the Colts. Like that.
I think that they need to shore up that defense. I think the Colts are going to be looking good again this year if they can get a healthy season out of Anthony Richardson. But, yeah, I think they're going to look to get a young pass rusher here. But, Mitch, up to your team at 16.
Yeah. This was tough, but I know the Seahawks love to reach, you know. And
oh, no. Are you going to do it?
Look, I'm not going to – I don't think it's anything too crazy, but it is for offensive line. We signed virtually no one in the offensive line category. I want to go with the center from Oregon, Jackson Powers Johnson.
I love that name, Jackson Powers Johnson. That's a name right there. That's a football name.
That just feels like a Seahawk.
It's a Seahawk name right there.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Hyphenated
too.
Names look good in Seahawk colors.
Smith and Jigba, Powers Johnson. Yeah.
It's a great pick, I think. And he's a really good player. Like, there's not many holes in that guy's game, too. So I would love that pick as a Seahawks fan. So I feel like that's the way to go right here.
That's smart. And we're going back to me here at 17 with the Jacksonville Jaguars. And here, I think they're going to look for some corner talent here. So I'm going to go with Quinyon Mitchell, Mac legend out of Toledo.
See, if there was ever a corner that would have been like Jacksonville, Florida, it's like Cooper DeJean, man, with the mullet and everything. Like, I think of that guy. I'm like,
He's too much of a culture fit.
I'm like, that guy belongs in Jacksonville. Like, he is like if like Cletus from King of the Hill just like made it to the NFL. And I'm like, man, you had the perfect opportunity to get the Florida man. All right, but yeah, either way, back to me with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Somewhere Rashard Mendenhall is smiling at the fact that he hasn't been drafted
Rashard
yet.
Mendenhall, oh my God. That
Cooper DeJean has not been drafted yet.
I forgot about that Twitter beef. Okay, this oh, all right. All right, back to sanity. All right, I'm back on the clock with the Cincinnati Bengals. This one's really easy. They lost DJ Reader in the offseason. They're going to need the interior. I'm going to go on a bit of a reach here. I'm going to grab them. Byron Murphy II, interior D-line from Texas. Like I said, lost DJ Reader. They're going to need, you know, high upside to replace that. One of the best defensive tackles in the game.
If there's one thing I know, it's that the Bengals aren't going to miss on a defensive tackle pick. Like, this guy's going to be like a three-time
All-Pro. They draft receivers and receivers and defensive tackles like it's nobody's business. Everything else, it's like,
hit or miss with the rest of us, but
basically,
pencil in whatever D tackle here, they're probably going to be like a borderline Hall of Famer.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So, Byron Murphy, get ready to learn Canton, buddy.
Yeah. And that brings us to pick number 19 with the Los Angeles Rams and Mitch Bates.
Yeah, this was extremely easy. Left tackle, they're absolutely blank at it, and there's tons of tackles this year. I'm going to go Olufashanu from Penn State. I honestly feel like he's possibly the best tackle in the draft.
You know, nothing bad happens when the Pittsburgh Steelers just take Penn State players just for like vibe drafts. Like that certainly won't go like blow up in Mike Tomlin's face or anything.
I mean, I am the Rams.
He's the Rams.
I'm the Steelers. I'm the Steelers. No, I got confused, guys. I'm sorry. I was looking at myself.
Yeah, Mike Tomlin.
No, that makes sense.
We're like reverse high stepping.
Yeah. Who ran the wrong way? The Vikings player that ran the wrong way and scored on himself? That was me. I tried to, dog the Steelers, but I am the Steelers. Okay.
You can take a Penn State player if you want.
I am the Steelers.
I am the Steelers, unfortunately. All right. I don't know what Pittsburgh's worse at, tackle or cornerback. I think it'd be funnier just to get Cooper DeJean, man, for Pittsburgh. So I'm taking it. It's the West Virginia Yinzers would absolutely eat this pick alive. And also, Pittsburgh has absolutely no secondary. They cannot roll out the AFC North this year with Joey Porter Jr. and then just nobody else. So I'm grabbing them secondary help. I'm getting Cooper DeJean for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Love to see that. Love to see that. And next to 21 with the Miami Dolphins.
Back to me. This one's fun. Here's the Dolphins. They're kind of like in no man's land, where like their skill position is so well rounded, and then they're just it's the overlooked positions where they really struggle. So I'm gonna have Miami for once not take the flashy shiny draft pick. I'm going defensive tackle from Illinois, Jerzon Newton.
Why does it have Mears Johnny Newton in my draft simulator?
You missed Johnny.
I think legally he's Jerzon, but
that's what I thought.
We might call him Johnny.
I've never seen him as Johnny Newton anywhere else.
Yeah, website. I'm just reading PFF, man. That's how I was.
No, you're in the right. This website isn't wrong.
All
right.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. Who's flying?
Shout out ProFootballNetwork.com.
Fly Eagles, fly.
All right. The Eagles. What are we thinking here? Well, according to PFF, they need wide receiver, linebacker, and defensive back. I think they are going to take a tackle here. Feels like a smart thing to do here. They're going to take Amarius Mims, I believe is his name, from Georgia, and just shore up their line. Lane Johnson's getting old.
That's Eagles need receiver? That's news to me.
Yeah, they're fine. They're fine. It's just PFF being PFF.
Yeah, that's perfect.
If they're drafting an O-lineman, they're definitely kicking him inside for now. Because I mean, they already have shored up at the tackles, and they just extended Landon Dickerson. Pretty much, they just lost their center.
Yes, essentially, yeah.
So I guess if you're the Eagles here, you're maybe hoping that the Seahawks don't reach on Jackson Powers Johnson.
Oh, they will. Don't worry. They'll reach. It'll be someone near there. They'll reach. I promise.
It'll be someone. Okay.
You ever heard of L.J. Collier? I won't even go there though.
It's okay, man. At least you didn't take like Alex Leatherwood in the top 10.
We didn't take him in the top 10. That was 22nd overall. Come on. We took he had over 250 memes in his collection.
Here we go.
That was the stat he got on draft night. I had to sell myself on that pick on that.
Oh, man.
I'm still happy about it.
Didn't you guys have three first-round picks that draft? Didn't you guys have three first-round picks that draft?
The Cleveland Farrell draft was the year we had three first-round picks.
Oh, the Cleveland Farrell.
All three of them no longer with the team.
Cleveland Farrell.
Cleveland Farrell, Jonathan Abram, and Josh Jacobs. Hey, we took Max Crosby and Hunter Renfrow in that draft. So, I mean, if you swap like two of those for those two, it doesn't look
as
bad.
Max Crosby and Hunter Renfrow in that draft.
Hunter Renfrow, Pro Bowler. People forget.
Okay.
Yeah, people do. All right. Yeah, you're back up, man. It's LA.
Yeah. Whew. All right. I'm looking here. I'm looking at what the Chargers' needs are, and it's still pretty much everything.
It's still pretty much everything. After one pick, their team is not fixed, guys.
I'm going to go with a guy that Harbaugh has seen a lot of here. I think that they have Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa, but I don't know if those guys are very long for this world as a Charger. I'm going with Chop Robinson here by the Los Angeles Chargers.
I like that. Chop Robinson.
A little raw, so he can maybe sit behind those guys for a little bit, rotate in a little this year, and then maybe mature after a year or two.
And you're not going to lie, I'm like looking at like his ADP on PFF. Like, that's a bit of a reach, but I like it. I like it.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm just going off my ranking. I mean, I have my PFF rankings, but right in front of me, I have my ProFootballNetwork.com rankings.
Oh, ho, ho.
With that being said, with the 24th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Dallas Cowboys select.
I think they're going to take a tackle here. They lost Tyron Smith to who did he sign with? The Jets?
He's a Jet.
So I think they're going to take a tackle here. I'm feeling the Cowboys are going to take Graham Barton from Duke. I believe he's still on the board, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, they're gonna take Graham Barton to shore up their offensive line.
Blue and white to blue and white for Graham Barton. With the 25th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Green Bay Packers are on the clock.
Oh, that's me, the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah.
I thought you were discussing this with Mitch
your next pick. Maybe
my last
trade.
Two picks have been offensive linemen, and that's just not really – I don't really feel like taking another one. So I'm going to stop the slide of Latu from UCLA. Is that how you say his name?
Yes.
Latu. The Packers are a young team. I think they just take the best guy here, and they stop his slide, and they take a good edge rusher here.
Fair.
Back to me.
26 pick.
Florida,
Tampa Bay
man.
Buccaneers.
Where are we going?
Yeah. I have a friend that is a very big Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and the first thing he'll tell you is that defense is atrocious. It's awful. I feel like I'm going to give them a little bit of a boost here, and I'm actually surprised he fell here, but Nate Wiggins, you are a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
Congrats, Nate Wiggins.
Hey, he's one of the best corners in the draft. That guy is.
No, that was actually legitimate congratulations because the Buccaneers' uniforms are awesome to wear. And he gets to play with Antoine Winfield Jr.
They are kind of nice.
And, Mitch, we're going to run it right back again with you.
Oh, that
with
is
the Cardinals
me
at 27.
Yeah, Cardinals at 27. Pretty much everyone I had them picking here is gone.
Wonderful.
You know, but I feel like one thing that the Cardinals could use is a solid linebacker. I feel like they haven't had one. They tried the Isaiah Simmons thing. We all saw how that worked out. He's not even on the team anymore. I feel like a Peyton Wilson pick here just makes sense for the Cardinals. That feels like a Cardinal type guy. We're going to go Peyton Wilson, pick 27.
You're drafting like very competent for this organization. I was thinking like back-to-back years. They took Zaven Collins and Isaiah Simmons. Like, are they a linebacker? But they're not good at playing linebacker.
Yeah, they
but
have
they're
an not, edge.
But they could play safety and defensive. They can do a lot of
He's
things.
He's a Swiss Army knife of defensive football.
He's like a. It's like if he was like just bad everywhere instead of just bad at one spot.
If Peyton Wilson ends up at like D tackle, no one be shocked because that's just a Cardinal.
He ends up playing nose tackle at 240 pounds.
It might happen.
Oh.
Zaven Collins might venture his way over there.
Never change. All right. The Buffalo Bills. That's back to me. In case you didn't know, they lost a pretty good wide receiver in Stephon Diggs.
They did?
Oh, yeah, I know, right? No, but like.
Yeah, I didn't know about that.
And, yeah.
When they lose Gabe Davis.
Elite wide receiver Gabe Davis. But you know, the funny thing is they're still.
Have no fear. Khalil Shakir is here.
Oh. They are still eating $30 million of Diggs' contract. They wanted to get him out of there ASAP. So they're going to need a cheap alternative, and that cheap alternative is going to be Brian Thomas Jr. from LSU. LSU, man, just what a receiver class they have this year. This guy was, like, forced to play slot. Any other Power 5, any other SEC team, my apologies. This guy's starting. He can play anywhere. He can play slot. He can play Z. He can play X. Put him anywhere. Might be a little slow to begin with for the Bills, but I mean, I trust Josh Allen in the long run. So I mean, I think it's what you can do to supplement losing Diggs.
Don't hate that pick at all. Next up, we've got the Lions with the number 29 pick in the
Detroit
first round
Lions.
Of the 2024 NFL Draft.
Thank you, Liam. The Detroit Lions on the clock. I got a guy I've been eyeing for a while as the GM of the Lions. It's a guy who I think fits in with the toughness of this Dan Campbell team. It's Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Knew it. I knew it.
The corner out of Alabama, feel like generally Alabama players, you know, they hit a lot of the time. McKinstry's a guy who's played well, has started a lot of games. Under Nick Saban at Alabama, I think Dan Campbell's going to love this guy in Detroit.
I think that brings it back to me with Baltimore. Now, as much as this one pains me to say it, there's a lot of good players left for them at 30, which is insane. I'm looking at this one guy. I don't know how he fell to pick 30. Makes absolutely no sense to me.
He's doing it.
And it infuriates me that one of the best running teams in the NFL is going to get one of the best tackles in this draft. But they're getting Troy Fontano, is that his?
Fautanu.
They're getting Troy Fautanu, tackle from Washington. I was stuck between Adonai Mitchell and Troy Font. I just heard his name and I blanked. The tackle from Washington. I was stuck between those two for this pick. I think tackle's going to outweigh the needs given how Baltimore's run-centric. Man, the rich keep getting richer in the AFC North. I don't like this at all. I want my team to have picks, man. I miss it.
Yeah, I was literally about to take him with
the
next pick.
Is that Mitch over there?
It is.
The Niners, yeah, my least favorite team ever.
How would you feel about – I'm not sure. I'm bad at draft compensation.
Okay.
Like a second and a third to move up here to 31 from the Raiders?
What pick do you have in the second round?
It'll be the 13th pick in the second round.
So what is – that's math, 45?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not terrible. If – Fautanu was still sitting there, I would not have accepted it. But I think with him being gone, the importance is not quite there anymore, so I feel like I will accept your deal here.
All right, all right. And that puts the Las Vegas Raiders in the clock. I don't actually love this move because I'm not that sold on this guy.
Make it.
But I think that the Raiders are potentially sold on this guy and the idea of drafting a quarterback this year. So I think that the Raiders, with the 31st pick, wow, are taking Michael Penix Jr. out of Washington.
Oh. Okay. Oh.
There
yeah.
we go.
I don't know if I hate it.
I mean, Bo Nix, you've made Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. first-round picks in this draft.
Are you sure you don't want Joe Milton right there?
J.J.
Mazooka Joe is going to make some late-round team very happy.
I'm sure they will. That
He's
going to
be so awesome in the preseason. No, just bring Joe Milton in as a designated Hail Mary thrower. He'll just come
the
in.
The new
like
DH.
That one time when the Saints brought in Jameis to throw the deep ball for Drew Brees when Drew Brees had a noodle arm. Well, one of the years Drew Brees had a noodle arm is last year.
Like when P.J. Walker had to go throw a Hail Mary for Deshaun Watson because he rolled his or broke his shoulder in the Ravens game.
If there's one thing that Bazooka Joe can do, it's throw the ball 25-plus yards. Just saying. I don't know why you don't.
Did you say 25-plus yards?
Yeah.
That's
hard.
I hope so, man.
You just can't complete much inside of that.
Yeah.
But that gets better with time.
Here's the thing. You know, Joe Milton, man, he's so fun to me. Like, Joe Milton's like what you made yourself in Madden with just, like, you know, 6'3", 90, like, 100 throw power. But it's also, like, when, like, six-year-old you, like, if, like, six-year-old you brain was on, like, your 99 overall Madden player. That's what Joe Milton is. Really fun. Really chaotic. Lord only knows what it's thinking.
I have a weird thought that who's the Ravens' backup quarterback right now?
Yeah, they lost everyone.
I just have like a weird nightmare vision where Joe Milton is the Ravens' backup, and he somehow comes in for like an injured Lamar and just dices up the Browns.
It's Josh Johnson, by the way.
Oh, so it's Joe Milton, basically. Dude, Joe Milton coming in.
There's a lot of Bazooka Joe slander on this podcast.
Scary.
who's he gonna throw that deep ball to? Like what, Nelson Aguilar like streaking downfield?
Just put him with whoever takes the dude from Texas that ran the 4-2-1.
Xavier Worthy.
And just be like, dude, run. Joe Milton's going to air it out.
It's just...
Dude, just run
the backyard play.
Dude, just don't stop running.
Yeah.
Just Forrest Gump this thing, man.
Did
I promise.
See him throw an orange in the Orange Bowl?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I love Joe. Dude, do you watch Throw God on TikTok?
Yes.
Throw God loves Joe Milton. It's like
same player. It's Joe Milton's bro God.
Joe Milton has just been one of my favorite players ever since that. Oh, man. Also, another Joe Milton story. When he was at Michigan, some of my friends from high school were big Michigan fans in the family, and like they DM'd him, and he responded to their DMs, and like he still like is in communication with them. So No, Joe Milton.
Oh. What were like the nature of the DMs? I feel like you're being vague.
Oh, no, it wasn't anything of like it wasn't anything bad. No, please don't. No, it was just like they were just big Michigan fans, and he got to start one game when they were playing like Southwest Methodist Kentucky Electrician College or something like that. They're like really good game, and he responded, and like then they just sent him like positive stuff, and he would just very civil. Yeah,
nice.
But yeah, like the seven person thing, like you're like connected to every person in the world through like seven people. Yeah, I'm connected to Joe Milton through one person. Look at that.
Hey, the more you know.
Anyway, the Chiefs. More you
know. The Chiefs on the clock. So we got some news today that the Chiefs might be losing yet another receiver. Yeah, he is.
Oh.
Rashee Rice worn out for his arrest, if you haven't heard already, which by the time this comes out, you'll have heard if you care about football. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs are going receiver here. They were already lacking it. Now one is in trouble with the law a little bit. So they're going nowhere else but receiver here. And I'm between two guys here. I'm between Adonai Mitchell and Keon Coleman. I really, really like Keon Coleman out of Florida State. Like, I watched them play, like, 3-4 times this year, and I feel like he just catches everything.
If only his hips worked.
Yeah.
If only he could run, like, any sort of, like, in-breaking route. Like, if only he could make cuts.
But he doesn't have to. Patrick Mahomes is going to put it where only he can catch it.
He is just like, he's slightly more agile Donovan Peoples-Jones.
Yeah. He also just looks like he's moving really slow. Like, he's moving faster than he looks like he's moving when he's out there.
Like he like, looks like really Kyle slow, Anderson. Guys. He looks really slow, but he looks faster than he's moving out there.
He's the Kyle Anderson of this year's draft class. But with that being said, I'm just going to take Adonai Mitchell. We're just going to go with the highest rated receiver we have left here. And the Chiefs are going to be really happy with that.
Yeah. Let's hope he doesn't get a sports car with that signing bonus.
Yeah. Hey, at least it wasn't my team this time. With that being said, now I'll leave it up to you guys. We can start with Drew since he just pulled the mic closer to him.
Yeah.
Give us a couple of late round guys you're looking at.
Can I go late round or just guys we didn't
just
pick?
Just guys that basically I didn't get picked.
Okay.
Late round in this case is second round.
We talked about him before the mics were on. He's got aura. Spencer Rattler. I don't think he's going to be like a starter or anything, but he was big time coming out of high school before Caleb Williams, snatched his chain or whatever. So I think a team will probably take a flyer on Rattler. I don't know, third round maybe.
I like that.
And I think he can be an okay backup. I'm kind of rooting for him for whatever reason.
He can make a couple P squads.
Yeah, why not?
Matt, who you got?
For which one of my teams? I got stuff for all eight.
Oh,
man.
Any of them. I just brought four guys. Like, there was like guys that I like that.
Oh,
if
okay.
If my team takes them, I'll be happy.
Oh,
with.
Okay. Yeah. I'll give my whole Browns list right now.
I have three receivers and a tight end.
This is going to be the one I'm like most in depth with. My Brownies didn't have a pick, so I'm going to take my time here. And so, round two, receiver wise, I really love Ladd McConkey. Yeah. Like more like a power slot receiver, kind of like that Drake London mold.
Do you see him going in mocks to the Chiefs in the first round sometimes?
Yeah, I don't. Here's the thing: I don't think he'll go KC because Travis Kelce's already that like over the middle slot guy. I don't think they need a second one because if they get McConkey, like they're forcing teams out of playing nickel personnel and they're just dropping everyone in base. Like they're like that's.
But it's the Chiefs. It'll work. Nothing ever.
It's the Chiefs.
It'll
work. Right. But I mean, I don't know. I like them as a big slot receiver with Judy probably playing outside and Elijah Moore, who knows what he does actually on the field. Yeah. And then continuing the round two targets, Mike Hall Jr., interior D-line out of OSU.
Streetsboro legend.
Exactly, man. Northeast Ohio guy. And the D-line is still fine. I don't know where like this big pressing need is that the Browns are losing need D-line talent. They retain Zadarius. They retain Mo Hurst. They still have Dalvin under contract. They only lost one, and they lost Jordan Elliott. And if Jordan Elliott,
I still think they want to get better. Like you still want a guy that's
yeah, exactly. You want to get better, but at the same time, they're mocking as like an urgent need. And I don't get it. But continuing on, Malachi Corley, sorry, another wide receiver, slot receiver, Western Kentucky. This guy he catches everything over the middle. Is not afraid of contact. Tackle wise, this is getting into people they've actually met with. Kingsley, so Sumai Ottawa, the tackle from BYU. Am I saying that correctly? It's a very...
Nailed it.
Yeah, okay. We'll go with that.
All right, yeah, very, very Samoan enunciation, so my apologies there. But, yeah, they met with him a couple weeks ago. Troy Franklin, another slot receiver from Oregon they met with. And then Javion Sanders, the tight end out of Texas, they're scheduling a meeting this upcoming week. So it looks like the Browns are interested in those guys. And then I have my, like, Brown 3 and Day 3 guys, but I don't need to go through all this.
Yeah.
You can keep going if you want, but I was...
Okay, yeah, I'll speed run through.
We're only 40 minutes in.
All right, yeah. So, Round 3 guys, Devontae Walker, wide receiver out of UNC. Stop me if you've heard of this one before, another slot wide receiver. I assume if they don't go slot in Round 2, they'll go
basically, you're saying
receiver.
They're taking one, it's just a matter of...
Yeah, they're taking one, in my opinion, just don't know when. And then also, I think their first two picks are going to alternate between wide receiver or D-tackle, so... If they don't go D-tackle in Round 2, I have them looking at Gabriel Murphy out of UCLA. They met with him yesterday, actually, and Makai Wingo out of LSU. Another tight end I think they're considering would be Cade Stover, another Ohio State guy.
I have him and my guys to look for.
Yeah, I mean...
That guy has Raven written all over him.
He does, and that scares me. And then last one, Mason Smith. He's a defensive tackle. He plays more... He can play more outside at LSU. And then my Day 3 guys, I'll just breeze through these quickly. Audric Estime, running back out of Notre Dame. Trey Benson, running back out of Florida State. Trevor Keegan, interior line for Michigan. And Tavondre Sweat, the defensive tackle out of Texas, who was just arrested, so his draft stock is now going to fall. He had Day 2 potential written all over him, and now he might be there in the 7th. Who knows?
Hey. Value's value.
Exactly.
Finds a way to stay on the field, value's value.
Hey, man, if they took Perrion Winfrey, they'll take this guy.
Yeah. So I already mentioned Cade Stover. The other three guys I was looking at were all receivers. The one I really like a lot is Malik Washington out of Virginia. He was a transfer in from Northwestern.
Yeah.
Second-team All-American, first-team All-ACC. Set the school record with 110 catches last year. He'll definitely play in the slot in the NFL, but he also led the NCAA in broken tackles last year. Like, dude just makes people miss.
Yeah.
He's really electric with the ball. A guy I like a lot. And then as we talked about Keon Coleman earlier, catches everything. That's my scouting report on Keon Coleman. He's slow but catches everything. And then another guy like this is entirely based.
It's like if like Kelvin Benjamin like got to the end product in college. If we just like
yeah. This is entirely based on like one dominant performance I saw, but he also does have the stats to back it up. But Ricky Pearsall out of Florida, the catch of the year in college last year.
He
the one where he like goes up over his shoulder and catches it and then just gets laid out, still hung on. Oh my. I want, if my team needed a receiver, I'd be like, let's draft him. But yeah. Drew, Mitch, anybody?
Yeah. I'll just pick it up. I don't have too many players. I love that Matt shouted out Michael Hall, because that's a very close to me personally. As if you've heard me on SPT with Logan Congrove, you know I'm a Kent Roosevelt football legend. We scrimmaged Streetsboro 2 years
in a row. I scrimmaged him too.
Yeah, I'm telling. I lined up directly across from Michael Hall on punt, I believe. I've never felt more powerless in my life.
I had to block him for 2 series until we heard him. I got manhandled.
That's insane.
That dude's a freak.
Like the one time we had to run a play again that he knew was coming, and I had to block him one-on-one. I have never been so thoroughly grabbed and thrown in my entire life.
No.
It was rough.
When I was in middle school, I got to play against Drew Aller in lacrosse.
That's dang. Crazy.
He scored 5 goals on me. I was the goalie. It was a bad day. Bad day. Then, you know, he thankfully quit shortly after to focus on football.
Dang, the only
wall
Matt
pretty good
is in lacrosse is the Berlin Wall.
I just want to – sorry, are you done?
Yeah.
I got
are you finished?
Matt's
now?
Just reliving his lacrosse. Yeah, we're all reliving our glory days.
Yeah,
right,
I just want to make this about me really quick before I get into the late rounds. Since we're – well, I thought of a player I played against. No, wait, who was I going to say? Oh, Mike Miller's son, who plays for Creighton.
Creighton?
I played against him in AAU basketball in 6th grade.
Guy who the Zips did not need.
No, he just stood in the corner and made, like, 6 threes. Who else? I played against Sincere Harris, who now plays for Illinois.
Yeah. I played against him. He was Hoover's JV point guard at the time.
Wait,
yeah, he wasn't their JV point guard at the end of the year. He dunked like 4 times.
I was in 8th grade, and he was in 7th grade, and he played up. I think he broke my friend's nose in that game. But, shout out Sincere Harris.
That was – I played against
I also
the
have
for
a couple
the Bucks now. Chris Livingston was from Buchtel.
Oh, yeah.
He was in seventh grade playing up. We were in eighth grade. He was 6'3", picked our point guard's pocket, went down and dunked it. And I was like, oh, we're going to lose.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah. And just like that, I was the like the Shane Gillis bit where he's like, you see one guy dunk and you're like, I'm just going to set picks and rebound forever.
Not talking about sports anymore.
That was my I'm just going to set picks and rebound.
This is the last 10 minutes of every unzipped episode where we just forget.
This is where we're really unzipping things.
Look, I just want to run through my sleepers. I'm just going to run through these and then you guys can do what you want here. I had Jonathan Brooks, Texas running back. I'm a big running back guy. So I also have Blake Corum, Michigan. I feel like he deserves to be brought up in this conversation.
Audric Estime, too. Bowling ball.
I haven't heard that.
Love Audric Estime. A little slow, but bowling ball.
Bowling ball. I also had down Bucky Irving from Oregon. Because I was an Oregon appreciator. I won't say fan, but I'm an Oregon appreciator. And I like what Bucky Irving brings to the table. I'm going to bring him up. I also want to bring up the huge slow guy, Johnny Wilson. Florida State receiver.
Is he like 6'7"?
Yeah, he's just huge. Yeah. That's really the game plan there.
The Chargers will draft him and convert him to tight end. That's what's going to happen.
It's not even a bad idea.
And then they're just going to try to throw it to him on the goal line. Oh, wait, really no, Brandon Staley's not their coach anymore. Never mind.
I was going to say Blake Corum. Is your list done?
Yeah, it's basically
one other Michigan guy who I see on Matt's list, Mike Sanristil. I just watched him destroy Ohio State for like 3 years in a row. So I'm not really a huge Ohio State fan, so I'm not mad about it. But
destroying Ohio State as a Michigan player doesn't equate success. I remember the Taco Charlton game.
The Taco Charlton game. Oh, boy. And there was a dog.
Anyone's a dog with Isaiah Prince blocking you.
Oh, pull.
Wow.
I mean, you're not
anyway.
Wrong. You're not wrong. I don't even know where I was going to go with it. She brought up Ohio State, Michigan, and now I have, like, Ryan Day PTSD. And now that, like, I'm going to be
– Whoa, cool down, Matt. Don't
now,
overheat.
Like, no, but, like, now I'm going to be, like, in Columbus this fall for grad school. So, like, now it's, like, personal. Like, you thought, like – no, you thought last year was bad. Get ready for it, man.
Matt's going to be protesting on the streets with a sign.
Yeah.
The second they don't beat Akron by 40 – We're going to, like, win by only 35, and Matt's going to be like, fire Ryan Day.
Fire the
here.
Guy. I could make a joke right now. I can't actually do that. I will tell it as soon as we're done with this, but.
Nice.
Yeah. I have another sleeper, not that it's, like, not a Browns target. Max Melton, cornerback from Rutgers. This guy was, like, he held his own against Ohio State, and that's probably the best you can say about any player from Rutgers. I mean, in his time in Rutgers, he went up against Garrett Wilson, Olave, JSN, Marv, obviously. I mean, he held his own. He had a few PBUs. Now, like, most of them this past year were because Kyle McCord threw late. Stop me if you've heard that one before. Like, you know, Kyle McCord, the only man that can make Marvin Harrison Jr. look human. But as one of my main sleepers, I have him basically every AFC North team. I have about like a 70% overlap because I'm like, these guys just like scream AFC North football. And he's one of them that I have on the Bengals, Ravens, and Steelers boards too.
You can just envision them playing in snow, basically.
Yeah, and I'm like, basically, that guy would wear black Air Force Ones and just like want to just violently hurt somebody.
Yeah.
George Pickens? Sorry.
Well, I mean, basically, yeah. I mean, that's where, like, that came from. Look at the black Air Force Ones, because he's wearing black Air Force Ones in that photo.
I heard like wants to hurt somebody, and that's the first name that came to my mind.
I thought more of Vontaze Burfict.
That's also fair.
And James Harrison. And Ray Lewis, for obvious reasons.
I mean,
did we hear about the Terrell Suggs news?
Probably handed out.
What?
Did you hear about the Terrell Suggs news?
No.
That he threatened to kill a guy in a Starbucks?
Like, whoa, breaking Terrell Suggs news.
Like, yesterday, I think. I'm going to confirm this. But I'm pretty sure he got arrested because he, like, pulled out a firearm in a Starbucks.
As one does.
Okay, yeah. Former NFL linebacker Terrell Suggs has been arrested after allegedly threatening another man and showing a handgun during a dispute in a Starbucks drive-thru line. So he wasn't in the Starbucks. He was in the drive-thru.
I can see you.
Don't you just hate it when, like, the car in front of you can't move because their beverage isn't ready yet?
That's just what they teach you at Ball So Hard University.
It's like, I'm not going to be mad at the service workers. I'm going to be mad at this guy whose order is not ready yet. It's not a third party's fault. It's directly this guy.
For any still CTE deniers out there, yet another piece of evidence in the mountain.
You know what they say, man? I'm going to get a latte. I better have my pistol. I'm going to this. I'm going to this Starbucks. Gotta be protected, man.
Do we want to go back over it, or are we chilling?
What do you think you ordered? What if he was just getting like what if he was just getting like an ice water?
What if he just got a puppuccino? He's like, yeah, they went from so high. The vibes were so high. He was like, I'm going to get this puppuccino for my dog. With
cream cheese, and they just like took forever.
They put like ham instead of bacon on his sandwich.
They gave him butter instead of cream cheese. Anyways.
Anything else? Do we want to go back through our picks? Or
not really, to be honest. There's too many names in my head right now, personally.
I'll run it back through. I'm on the
mic. Just run the whole thing.
Just the first, the whole mock draft we did?
Yeah, run the whole thing.
That's fine. I can agree
all
with
right.
that.
All right. In sequential order, we have Caleb Williams, the Bears. Drake May to the Patriots after trading up with the Commanders. Jaden Daniels to the Commanders. Marvin Harrison to the Cardinals. J.J. McCarthy going to the Vikings, who traded up with the Chargers. Malik Nabers to the Giants. Joe Alt to the Titans. Dallas Turner to the Falcons. Rome Odunze to the Chicago Bears. Brock Bowers to the Jets. The Chargers at 11 take Tyrese Fuaga. Wow, that's a hard name. At 12, the Broncos take Bo Nix. The Raiders take Terrion Arnold. The Saints take J.C. Latham. The Colts take Jared Verse. The Seahawks reach, in Mitch's opinion, for Jaxon Powers-Johnson. The Jaguars take Quinyon Mitchell, Mac legend out of Toledo. The Bengals take Byron Murphy. Rams take Olufoshanu. Steelers at 20 get Cooper DeJean. 21, the Dolphins grab. I still have Johnny Newton. What's his first name?
Jerzon
Newton. At 22, the Eagles take Amarius Mims. 23, the Chargers take an edge here with Chop Robinson out of Penn State. 24, the Cowboys take Graham Barton. 25, the Packers take Liatu Latu. The Bucks take Nate Wiggins at 26, 27. The Cardinals beef up their linebacking core with Peyton Wilson. 28, the Bills try to fill up their receiver void with Brian Thomas Jr. The Lions take Kool-Aid McKinstry. Troy Fautanu goes to the Ravens. And the Raiders trade up, snag Michael Penix Jr. at 31, and the Chiefs take Adani Mitchell at 32 to close out the first round of the draft.
Let's go.
Comments, gentlemen?
I think we unzipped the draft.
The draft has been thoroughly unzipped.
That was beautiful.
I think we're going 32 for 32 on these picks. Trades mock to a T.
You can just go ahead and just like
just pencil this in now. You don't even have to watch Thursday night.
Yeah, no more trades than what we did. Nothing else. This is exactly how it's going.
Exactly. Just like this. We have the script, guys. We have the script.
I literally beat Roger Goodell in one-on-one combat to obtain the script for the draft.
Aaron. I listened to one of Aaron Rodgers.
Duelled him.
Duelled Roger Goodell. Was it at that Starbucks line?
No. It was just around the corner. We did a little Texas 10 paces.
Texas 10
Exchange
paces.
Street?
Ooh, wow.
Did we get an Exchange Street brawl?
A little too close to home there.
Hey, I'm not insulting anyone from Exchange Street. I love Exchange Street. I love Akron.
Hey, keep Akron beautiful, brother. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. That's the goal here.
What a beautiful podcast, man.
That looks like it will bring an end to the Unzipped 2024 first round mock draft. I was once again joined by my usual co-host, Drew Bailey.
Drew Bailey.
And Mitch Bates.
Mitch Bates.
And our special guest.
Oh, you don't get to say
my name?
Yeah,
you say your name. You
well, no, you said their name, and they say their name back. I guess the joke's dead now. Yeah. It's okay. Matt Permuca,
That's all right. Just classic bad hosting on my part. But thanks again for joining us. Tune in probably next week for another episode of Unzipped. Have a great rest of your week, Unzipped listeners.